Down with the Golden Calf. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 111 Penn State victories wiped from the record books. The team banned from bowl games for 4 years. The football program itself is spared, but there'll be fewer scholarships. And the NCAA demands a $60 million endowment for victims of child sex abuse, confiscating every penny Penn State would have earned from its football program. All because NCAA President Mark Emmert and the college presidents are unanimous that football cannot become religion.
The result can be an erosion of academic values that are replaced by the value of hero worship and winning at all costs.
Yesterday, the Joe Paterno statue, Penn State's golden calf, was hustled to a garage inside the stadium. But more than just punish Penn State, Emmert seems determined to reassert control over America's college football culture.
One of the grave dangers stemming from our love of sports is that the sports themselves can become too big to fail, indeed, too big to even challenge.
The Wall Street metaphor. But Wall Street is still too big to fail, and so is college football. You can erase a team's record, but not the thrill of winning. You can take away sports scholarships, but you can't kill the urge to compete. And the very fact that Penn State agreed to a penalty of $60 million with nary a peep reminds us of the unbelievable sums they expect to earn after this is over. The real power in college football is not the NCAA, it's the money. And while that statue may be in hiding, I bet it comes back. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.